This display shows three versions of the straw-backed chair, known as an Orkney chair, made popular by David Kirkness. Kirkness began exporting them after a successful launch at the 5th Scottish International Exposition in Edinburgh in 1890. Standing on the floor are two chairs probably made in the Kirkness workshop. The third, raised above them, is more recent but made using traditional techniques by Reynold Ewenson, who took over Kirkness's workshop in 1956. Kirkness advertised four versions of the Orkney chair that share the same basic construction: the standard armchair for men, two smaller versions for women and children, and a tall hooded version. On the left is an example of the hooded version of the chair. Made around 1910, it belonged to the artist Augustus John. Its softwood frame is almost black, scuffed, battered, and watermarked. The straw back is a deep honey brown. The hood that arches over the sitter's head makes it half a metre or so taller than the chair to the right. Panels of softwood fill in the gap directly under the chair arms, so it's less prone to drafts. And under the seat is a single box drawer with a metal handle in the shape of a lion's face. The bottom of the chair is solid-looking, with thick, square, tapered legs. The seat is quite low. Two angled struts at each side support the armrests, which curve around the sides of the sitter, ending in a delicate scroll. To make the chair back, oat straw is tied with seagrass to form a continuous rope. The first row of rope is nailed to the base of the seat, fastened to the upright on one side, then bent back on itself to create the next row. Each row is stitched to the one below, the top edge finished with a row of tight stitching. At the start of a chair's life, the straw is quite stiff, following the square contours of the seat. Years of use, though, cause the straw to soften and mould to the contours of the sitter's back. The chair to the right is a man's armchair made in about 1900. It has a wooden seat and a tall, basket-like back made from ribs of straw. The back wraps around the sides of the chair, creating a cosy rather than a luxurious feel. The more recent chair, displayed above the other two, was made by Reynold Ewenson in 1971. It has a Japanese oak frame. This, coupled with the fact that the chair was acquired by the museum when it was new and therefore never used, means that both wood and straw are quite light in colour. The chairs strike an interesting balance between the homespun and the refined. The materials, wood and straw, are natural, vernacular. The joints where arms and back meet the seat are left visible. But other design details, such as the tapering arm and back supports, create a sense of grace and elegance.